should turn away from them, August 16. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. There is a form of religion which is nothing more than selfishness. It takes pleasure in worldly enjoyment. It is satisfied with contemplating the religion of Christ, and knows nothing of its saving power. One of the sins that constitute one of the signs of the last days is that professed Christians are lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Deal truly with your own souls. Search carefully. How few, after a faithful examination, can look up to heaven and say, I am not one of those thus described. I am not a lover of pleasure more than a lover of God. God does not own the pleasure seeker as his follower. Those only who are self-denying, and who live lives of sobriety, humility and holiness, are true followers of Jesus. And such cannot enjoy the frivolous, empty conversation of the lover of the world. The true followers of Christ will have sacrifices to make. They will shun places of worldly amusement because they find no Jesus there, no influence which will make them heavenly-minded and increase their growth in grace. Obedience to the Word of God will lead them to come out from all these things, and be separated.